This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities and Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter July wheat, 530 down a quarter. September's 538 and three quarters down one. Soft July wheat, 522 and a half up one. September, 527 and three quarters up three quarters. July corn, 368 and three quarters up one and a quarter. September, 373 and a half up one and a half. December, 382 and a quarter up one. July of 16, 405 and three quarters up a half. July soybeans, 987 and a quarter down a quarter. September, 964 and a half up three and a quarter. November, 963 down to make that up two and a quarter. July soybean meal, 328.90 down $3. July soybean oils, 33.50 up 68. June live cattle, 151.25 down 75. August feeders, 224.52 and a half down 82 and a half. And July lean hogs, 74.75, and they are up 40. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stewart Peterson Group, and she is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Jackie.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Very muted affair today, isn't it?
Very much so. I mean, you've got December corn trading an inside day so far. You know, in other words, a higher low and a lower high. So, you know, it more or less says, well, it can't make up its mind what it wants. When you look at December or you look at November beans, you know, we kind of took our way, and we're doing the same thing there. You know, it's just another inside day. They can't make up their mind. And, you know, we have major overhead resistance in a lot of these areas. But I'm not sure that the trade has enough fodder to be able to have the gumption there to push its way through. It's gone up there like on December corn. You know, it's gone very close to that trend line that's been from the low from January to March. At that 383 and three quarters, we made 383 overnight last night. And can it go up there and push through today? Is there enough information, or is it going to just wait until next week, Tuesday, to add to things? And I think you'll see a lot of positioning starting to go on, you know, today. And guys just aren't ready to go, as far as I can see anyway.
It seems to me, have you ever watched fireworks to local radio station's music? And usually, yeah, just before the big finale, it comes into a sort of a softer place where it's contemplative or whatever. That's what this market feels like to me. Like it's a contemplative thing waiting for an explosion to happen next Tuesday on the quarterly grain stocks and acreage report with some significant double-digit move in one way or another.
Right. That is really that's a really good way to characterize it, because it could be a move either way. I mean, we've had a very strong move higher, especially in beans, and if we come in with much stronger stocks than farmers' hands, and especially when you look at some of the guesses on the grain stocks, I did some research and China basically in the month of May their bean imports were down 4.3%. From Jan to May, they've only imported as many beans as they did a year ago. And so, you know, that's we're not seeing the big increases from them that we normally do. And so some guys, when I look at grain stocks, I think that they're really figuring in some much stronger demand perhaps than what's really been there. And so we'll see once. My big concern is that the farmers are going to have too much in their hands. In fact, I was at a meeting last night. Had a fellow who came up to me after the meeting. Now this is corn, but he said he was in his local elevator yesterday, and two guys came in, and each guy had in excess of 140,000 bushels of old crop corn yet that they hadn't priced or done anything with. And so, you know, I think that Illinois probably has been pretty good at moving beans, but I wouldn't say that's the case with the rest of the United States.
And we're going to find that out for sure, and I would think it might be likely that nationally that some large percentage of corn is still in producer hands, somewhere between 40 and 50, I would think, would seem logical. And it could be that quarterly grain stock is the most important next week, but we might not get it right on the report release. It might be a few minutes because everybody will be looking at that acreage number probably first. Mm-hmm. And it is amazing to me how wide we are. We just got some estimates out all the way from 8810 to 9174. But if that's not enough, two surveys of firms, put one of them put it at 88.1, the other put it at 91.7. These are surveys, mm-hmm. which shows you how variable it is. And if folks are taking positions sort of on these kind of positions, it could be very volatile next week.
Oh, there's no question about that. And I think the other thing is you hit it right on the head. In my estimation, grain stocks is the most important report. It trumps acreage every single time, primarily because it's a report that actually shows, you know, basically real numbers or as real as they can get. And you know, that's the key, because if we don't have a real number to work with, again, it's all speculation. And so, you know, when you look at grain stocks, that number really gives a guideline. And I'm very nervous about it, because when you look at the last year on this report, we were down to 1.8 billion bushels of grain in farmer hands. And even if we sell as much as we did last year, it still puts us above 2.2 billion. And on beans, we were down to only 106 million in farmer hands. And if they sold as much as last year, and they were aggressive sellers last year, that there'd still be 204 million bushels left in farmers' hands. So, you know, if that grain stocks report comes in and shows so much, you know, a lot of grain still sitting out in the countryside, then that's going to trump some of what the acreage report does. Because the acreage report, we know, I sense that we'll get this report and then they'll probably come out in July and say we're going to resurvey.
In fact, NASS NASS said this morning that they are determining right now whether they're going to resurvey for the August. And if they decide to, they are going to let us know on report day as part of the report.
Good. Well, that's really good to hear, because I believe that that's something that is necessary. And yet, you know, we'll find out, I guess, whether they think it's necessary or not, or they feel that they've got enough of a handle on it. We don't have any idea, you know, basically where they were surveying, let's say, toward mid-June, and what it indicates. And so we'll find out, I guess, you know, at the beginning of July. But I can't wait for this report to be behind us, to be honest with you. Let's get on with it. Let's find out where we're going to go. And, you know, the thing I think that's the most important is that guys recognize, you know, that these markets have tried to go somewhere. It's probably not likely that they're going to. So at the very least, if you're not going to make any sales in these upper ranges, protect yourself. Because just like you said before, it could be a wild breakout to the upside, but it also could be a wild breakout to the downside. Mm-hmm.
The other interesting thing of note is that we're potentially talking about bigger carry-in for ending stocks for new crop. And I think I haven't been talked to anybody who won't say to me, the tops are now off of corn and soybean USDA estimates. We're not going to see 46. We're not going to see 166 to 168. So the market is already beginning to think in terms of lower production numbers. But if these carry-ins are as stout as they are, it could be a wash.
Oh, absolutely. There's no question about that. And yes, they're already starting to put it in here. I mean, part of what we've gone up in this market is with the idea that the yields are going to go down, or that acreage is going to go down, or both. And so I don't doubt. There's some places we certainly have done that. There are some places who have been very, very fortunate. And I think the thing that's lost sometimes is we have to remember, too, the rains have come in some areas that really, really needed rain. And, you know, you look at Minnesota, you look at South Dakota, North Dakota, those places were just terribly dry. And some really good soil regeneration and you know, moisture regeneration, and that's what they needed. Okay. So it's a twofold issue. But there's no denying that we have major problems in the main part of the belt.
Thank you much, Jackie.
Thank you, Dave. Talk with you later.
Yep. Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. She's in Champaign, Illinois. July corn, 368 up a half. December, 381 and three quarters up a half. July beans, 987 down a half. November, 963 up two and a quarter. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL, 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana. It is now 10 o'clock Central Time.